We're on Chof Hey Ahmed Beis. We're on the Gil. Where are we? Oh, I've got to find it. Rahu based in Ya'amdu Shnayim V'ya'edu B'fnehem. Okay, so it was a large based in who saw it. So there's no Adim. But we're about Chof Hey Ahmed Beis, about like, you know, eight lines up from the bottom or so. Okay, so we said two people stand up before them. So what am I? We said, why? Lotihei Shmiya Gedoyla Miriya. Right? Shmiya is no better than seeing, and they saw. So why do they have to testify? Okay, so Amri Zeira could go and Shiruba Laila. No, they saw it in the night time. So they can't use the Riya, because the Riya was in the night time. And there has to be a din in the daytime, we said, right? So they have to do it. So, and they can't use the seeing of the nighttime in the daytime, so they have to vocalize it. So there's a testimony in the daytime. Okay. Ro'o Shlosha, V'hein based in. If it was seen, there was only three of them, and they were based in. Yamdu Shnayim, two people stand up. V'yoshiva Mechavreyem, Etzel Yochid. And two people, they should get two new guys and to stand by the Yochid. So my Hachanami, name Alotie Shmiya Gedola Maria. So to here, you should say that Shmiya should be no greater than seeing. V'chiteima Hachanami Kigon Shiru Balayla. It's talking about the same case that they saw in the nighttime, therefore, they, right? Hainu Hach, that's just the same Kiddush as the previous, so therefore it's not necessary. So it must be teaching something new. So, says the Gemara, Sefer at Strichalei. We need it for the Sefer. To Ein a Yochid. Ne'eman al yidei atzmai. It's coming to teach us, right, in the last part of the Mishnah, that one person will be not, he can't be the sole dying over here, the single judge. The Sadla Dai Techamina, you may have thought to say, Hoyle, since it's said, Tinan, Dinim Amoinus, the monetary laws, Meshloisha with three people, Vim Hay Mumchal Arabim, and if he was somebody who's expert, right, respected, Don Afilu Biyochid, then he will be allowed to judge individually. So Hachanami Nikdashe Bichida, you may also think over here, so too, if he'd be a great Talmud Chacham, he should also be able to do it. Kamash Malon, no, that's what the Mishnah is telling us. You need an actual three people, you need a base then. Says the Gemara of Hachanami, well, I'm kind of convinced actually, so why can't you use one, a great Torah scholar? So answer the Gemara. Ein lecha mumcha l'rabim. There's no one who's more.
That's not the
basis.
You need two to testify.
You always need two to testify because that's Edim. Which is.
You said, come on,
you need a
one is a good
in. Yeah, you need a base then to receive the testimony.
Oh, not that you need two to testify.
We know that. That's not been addressed, that issue. We're asking why do you need to replace the two? Again, we said when there's three people.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's the greatest person. And Hashem says to him, unless you have Aaron with you, Hashem said to Moshe, but El Aaron, also to Aaron, both of them buried him. Sorry, in right, Leimor to say, this Chodesh is like you sanctify the moon like this, and you need the Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do it on his own. Okay, what we see over here, yeah, Lameimra the Eid Na'aseh Dayan, we see over here with the last case where we got two of the people from Beis Din and they became Eidim, but the last remaining person who stayed as a Dayan, yeah, he saw it. He was a witness. He witnessed it. So if he witnessed it, yeah. So we see that basically there's two parts of witness. I did Rav Teichel Yom Shir on this the other day. It was funny, right? There's two aspects of being a witness. There's witnessing it that you saw it, and there's testifying. So in the sense of the witnessing it, yeah, he witnessed it. And nevertheless, he can still be a Dayan. He can still be on the base then. Yeah, Lema Masnisin Deloka Rabbi Kiva. Let's say the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Kiva. Yeah, the Tanya, we've got a Bryce. So Sanhedrin Shiro Echad, Shaharagas and Nefesh. Sanhedrin saw somebody who murdered somebody else. Miktsoson Nasu Edim. Part of them could be Edim. Miktsoson Nasu Dayanim. Part of them are going to be made Dayanim. But you can't have two hats. You can't do both jobs. Right? Divrei Rabbi Tarfon, that's Rabbi Tarfon. Okay. And Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Kulon Netesin Edim. Right? They can be Edim, even though they saw. Right? So, V'ein Lecha, V'ein Eid Naaseh Dayan. Eid cannot be a Dayan. Okay, so we see, it sounds like the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva, because we see that somebody who basically witnessed it, he can't be, he's possible from being a Dayan. So, as the Gemara, a field same Rabbi Akiva, you can even say it's Rabbi Akiva. Ad can look on Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva only said what he said. Hossam over there. Ella Bedinin of Oshos with regards to capital punishment. Derechmona Omar, Beshoftu Edo. He said you should judge the congregation of Hatzilu Edo and you should also try and work it out so that you save them from killing them. Bekivin de Chazul, de Kotel Nafsha. And seen as they, the Basedin, saw him that he murdered somebody. Lomotsu, Chazil Ezechus, so they can't see for him as a Chus, so therefore they can't be. Dayan aval hacha, but over here that reason doesn't apply. You know what I mean? There's no you're not saving anyone's life over here. So I feel Rabbi Akiva moida. Even Rabbi Akiva will be moida in such a case. Mas nisin, kol hashdoifros kasherim chutz mishal para. Right. Well, so this is it. We moved on. We moved into the latter section now of the shofar section. So all shofars are kosher, with the exception of a cow's horn. Okay, Mipnei Shehu Karen, because it's a Karen. Karen's a problematic. We can see why, right? It's not a show. Here, what it means is not a shofar. There's something called a Karen. There's something called a shofar, right? There's a horn and a ram's horn. No, whatever, I don't know what you call it. A shofar, okay? So, Amar Yosi, says Rabbi Yosi, hello, call a shofar, Nikru Karen. All shofars are called. You see, Karen's not a problem, because I'm gonna bring you a case where you call a shofar a Karen. So, Karen's not a problem. Which says in the blowing of the Karen of Yovel, and that was talking about using a shofar. So you see, shofar can be it's called Karen, so there's no problem with Karen. So this is the Gemara. We're convinced. Shabbi Kamen Riosi. Riosi said good. Yeah, right. Karen should be good. Okay, so Rabbanan, what would they say to you? Kol shofars ikru shofar ikru Karen. All shofars, true. They're called shofars, obviously, and they're also ikru Karen. However, the para is Karen ikri. We call it a Karen, and shofar lo ikri, and it is not called a shofar. So really, it's not the point Karen so much as the fact that you're lacking the you're being called a shofar. That's the problem. So the conversation was a bit right. The chsiv. So he's talking about over here with a shore or a cow or a bull, and it's talking about Karen. So you see, it's only called a Karen. That's the only thing reference is called Karen. So therefore, it's not good for a shofar. Rabbi Yosi, right? Amalecha would tell you the paranami ikri shofar. So Rabbi Yosi says, no, it's not true. There is the Karen of a horn of a cow is sometimes called a. A shofar. Did see him bring a proof? It says v'teitiv l'Hashem mishor par. It says it was better to Hashem this tefillah, yeah, more than an ox or a bull. So imshor lama par. So right, if it's a shor, so this is like a young bull, yeah, lama par, which we learned earlier, a par has to be 3 years old, right, to be halachically called a par. You need to be right either 2 months and 2 years and a day, or 2 years and a month, yeah. The impar lama shor, so it's a bit contradictory. You know, is it a young bullock or is it a bull? Okay, so Ella, my mishor par. What does it mean? I mean, mishofar is better than a shofar. So it says, you see, there's a remez over here, or it is from the stira. We have to say that it says basically it says shofar over here. So we see a cow's horn is called a shofar. Rabbanan, Rav Masna, they would tell you like Rav Masna, Dama Rav Masna, my shurpar, what does it mean shurpar? Shehu godol kapar. No, it means when it was created, right, it was created like the size of a par, meaning it was a, you know, a big baby. So, ula oma, hainu, right, so that was the reason we were given was, like we said, now ula's going to say a different reason, oma hainu tamid Rabbanan, this is the reason of Rabbanan, why they have an issue with the cows, horn.
What does it mean? question, Shukov, that tefillah is better than
God.
Yeah.
I hear.
What does that mean then?
Yeah. Yeah, good point.
No, I was asking what it means. What's it supposed to mean?
No, I hear his question. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, the other one makes sense, right? Oh. That it's the tefillah is better than that.
The
tefillah
seems. It's talking about the day of creation, right? That Ashur, which was kind of newly born, so to speak, was the same.
Right.
So is the nature of the tefillah somehow that it's kind of like a mature tefillah?
Maybe. I think you'd have to look at it in context. I thought
that we have a trash on the pasuk. And obviously Rabbanan can't fit in with that drush because they're then called the shofar.
Right. Now I hear that. I just wonder.
I don't know. I don't know.
Good. You're forced to say that shofar means that it was born.
Mm-hmm. Correct. So we just So Ula Omar. So Ula says, "Hainu time de Rabbanan, Karav Chista. Dam Rav Chista, Mivnei Ma Ein Kohen Gadol Nichnas Bibigdei Zov." Why can't the Kohen Gadol go in the Kodesh Kedoshim with golden cloths? Lifnai b'lifnim, la'avoid avoider, to do the avoider on Yom Kippur. Lefi she'ein ketego na'as asenego, because a ketego, prosecutor, cannot be made a defendant. So that's why on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol wears white. So, and so too, with regards to the because of the Chet Egel, right? So you can't use a cow's horn. Okay, wait a second. The coin brings the blood is from a bull. So answer the Gemara. Hold each that niche down. No, it changed. It doesn't resemble a bull anymore. Wait a second. Yeah, there's gold over there in the Kodesh Kedoshim. There's the Aaron the Kodesh, and there's the lid, and there's the Kruvim. Yeah. So choyte bal yakriv kamira. No, the problem is when they're using it, the person's sacrificing with it. Yeah, the kafamachta that he brings in on Yom Kippur is made of gold. So, answer the Gemara, choyta bal yisnoa kamrin. The choyta shouldn't beautify himself with it. Okay, and this is not like an accessory for him personally. So, big day zov mibuchutz. Wait a second, it's where for the other voters, not Yom Kippur day things, he wears that outside. The gold clothes. So, and so you want to be named Ka'amrinan? No, we're talking about things that specifically this Hakpoda is only in when it's Kodesh Kedoshim. So if that's the case, Shofar Nami Bukhutsu, Shofar is from outside. Yeah, so. Answer the Gemara, Kimdil Zikaron, who? But since it's for a Zikaron, it's I suppose it's going to direct message to Hashem, Kimifnim Dami is like, we consider it like Bifnim Dami. Okay. The kasher is v'hatan amibnei shu keren ka'omar. The issue was if it's a keren or not a keren, or maybe a shofar, right, or lack of a shofar. So answer the Gemara chad v'od ka'omar. It's saying one and a further point. Chad ein ketego na'ases enego. This is, I suppose, the maybe the primary reason that ketego cannot. An accuser can't be made a defendant. Yeah, and furthermore, it's a Karen. What would Rabbi Yossi? So Rabbi Yossi is going to answer two things now, right? So Rabbi Yossi, Amalucha, Dekamot, in Katego, Nasa, Senego, that an accuser can't be made a defender. Hani Mili, that's with regards to with Bifnim. That's only when you're inside. Vaha Shoifa, Mabuchutsu, it's outside. So therefore, it doesn't apply. Yeah, Udikar Amar Mibneshu Karen. You want to say this is Karen? Call the chauffeurs Namiku Karen. All chauffeurs are also called a Karen. Okay, Abaya Amar Hainu Tamid Rabbanan. This is the reason for Rabbanan. We've got a third reason. Okay, Chauffeur Echad Amar Achmana. The Torah says one chauffeur. Chauffeur means singular, it's chauffeurs to chauffeur. Okay, Veloshnai Mishlosha chauffeurs, not two or three. Or the hide the para, and this one of a cow's horn, kivin de kar gildi, has got kind of these layers, like stacked ice cream cones or something. Yeah, mis chazik shnayim shloish shofar. It looks like it's two or three. Yeah, and it's not going to be any good. It's not kosher. The ha tana mimneju keren ka'amar. The same kashrut we said before. The mission doesn't say that. It's because it's a keren. That's the problem. So chad va'od ka'amar is saying one and another reason. Yeah, to show you for record, I'm a Rachamon. First thing is that the Torah says only one and not two. V'loshen amishloshen shofros. V'od, and furthermore, neshihu keren is a keren. Oh, so Rabbi Yossi's going to answer both. Rabbi Yossi amalecha. To come up, shofar echad, I'm a Rachamon, that the Torah said you should only bring one shofar. V'loshen amishloshen shofros. And you want to say that par is a problem because it looks like two or three. Kivin and Mechabri added this. Seeing as they are actually physically connected together, chadhu, it is one thing. Okay, Udaka Amot, and that you said, Mipne Shu Keren, call the shofars Nami Yaku Keren. All shofars are also called a Keren. Okay, my Mashma da Hayuvla Lishna da Dichrahu. How do you want to stop here? Because just fine. We'll stop. Yeah.